Though the case of Wanda Sue Larson spurred the review, the report found problems that went beyond her role at DHS. And what the state found was a broken system. The report primarily blames a lack of leadership. Richard Maitens, who became executive director of Union County's DHS in June, says the problems go back 5 years.
Having three permanent directors and two times where we had interim directors of social service, it created a great deal of instability within these programs. And so a lot of times things weren't followed through.
State health officials reviewed a total of 93 random cases between 2010 and 2013. The report found a lack of quality control and many cases of missing or incomplete documentation. There was no system in place to track and review cases. What a social worker wrote on the field was sometimes different from what they would later type into the computer system, creating erroneous reports. And the review also found that Union County social workers were completing their reports about 20% faster than the statewide average. That should be a good thing, but in this case, it shows workers were rushed, unsupervised, and sloppy. Often, no one followed up with potential victims and their families. Maitens says the problems are already being addressed.
Everything in there was pretty much expected what we needed to look at and correct. But in fact, we'd already made several of the suggested changes anyway. So we felt really, in that sense, very good that we've already made progress toward those goals.
For example, he's hired someone to review every intake investigation. The ratio of supervisors to social workers has increased. And field workers are now using tablets in the field so that there's no error in the duplication process. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma.